Kevin Fedarko's book, The Emerald Mile, was first published in the summer of 2013 and became an instant hit with river rats and water geeks alike. It is basically the story of the spring of 1983, when the record winter snow in the Rocky Mountains melted all at once and caused unprecedented flooding along the Colorado River system. From this adversity came an opportunity for a mythical group of river guides. They seized the moment as well as high water and attempted to break the fastest rowing record through the Grand Canyon. Kevin Fedarko was originally a staff writer for Time magazine and a contributor to Esquire and Outside magazines. He is also a part-time river guide in the Grand Canyon. This may contribute to his over-the-top storytelling and his fraternity to the select culture of river guides. Early in the book, Fedarko presents environmentalist Martin Linton as the enlightened entrepreneur and outdoorsman who perfects the method of running the river in elegant but fragile wooden dory boats. His dories are named after national environmental tragedies, and we are introduced to a beaten and battered old boat called the Emerald Mile. This boat was named after an old-growth redwood clearcut in Northern California. This bastard boat is adopted by guru guide Kenton Grua and meticulously repaired and rebuilt for its epic run. Grua ignores the National Park Service closing of the flooded river and on the night of June 25, 1983, launches the Emerald Mile with two of his friends into a river swollen to almost 100,000 cubic feet per second. Fedarko does equally well in describing the operating engineers for the Bureau of Reclamation at Glen Canyon Dam. They are first seen anxiously watching car-sized sandstone boulders shooting from the spillway tunnels and then finally putting plywood on the dam's spillway gates to hold back the relentlessly rising level of Lake Powell. Only Bureau of Reclamation dam operator Tom Gamble really knows how close we came to losing the dam that year. This book is a history of the Colorado River that focuses on the contrasting values of the dam builders and the river runners. It is full of courage and hyperbole, arrogance and respect. It is a rollicking whitewater ride that seamlessly navigates the competing river cultures like an invisible eddy line. Strap yourself in and prepare for a frantic and fantastic journey. You will not be disappointed. The Emerald Mile is available in the Park City Library. This is Matt Linden of the Friends of the Park City Library.